current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, after the funerals. The two-year genocide is said to have come to an end. During these 2 years, the enemy of Islam and Muslims had committed horrific acts against our brothers and sisters. They started by bombing the homes of the people of Gaza, killing children, women, elders, and men. Killing indiscriminately, leaving people's homes and workplaces to nothing but rubble. Hospitals, mosques, schools, and even churches were struck. While the missiles kept falling from the sky, the Jewish entity went into Gaza as a ground invasion, where more heinous acts were committed. During the cold days of the winter, the Jewish army kidnapped the men, stripping them down, blindfolded and taken, tortured in unimaginable ways. The crimes of the monstrous entity didn't stop there. Not only did they cut off water and electricity from the strip, but they also refused to let any aid in. Neither medicine nor food was let in, leaving the people of Gaza to reach stages of famine and disease. The Jewish entity set up quote-unquote food aid sites where they would lure people to come get food, then fire bullets at them, killing tens if not hundreds at a time, a complete annihilation of our brothers and sisters for 2 years straight. This genocide was something the people of the world were unable to shy away from. It was live, broadcasted on their phones every day. This led to the uprising of the people of the world, calling on their governments to get this Holocaust to end. Protests all over the world erupted, but instead of being heard, the government's masks slipped and the people saw the reality of the world we're living in. In the Muslim world, protests erupted, calling for the liberation of our brothers and sisters. Yet all they were met with was orders to get them silenced. The Arab and Muslim rulers spewed empty words of condemnation, calling for quote-unquote peace and to find a quote-unquote solution through international organizations. But no changes were made and no steps were taken to get the entity to stop its brutality. 2 years and the Muslims all woke up to the fact that not only did the rulers not help our brothers and sisters, instead the rulers were also complicit in the killing and shedding the blood of the Muslims. They abandoned the people of Gaza, left them to death, destruction, and loss. Then came those who called on the Western governments to get them to stop the extermination of the people of Gaza. From the European countries to the US, the world kept calling for an end to this war. The people protested because they knew that the money they were working so hard to get was going towards this evil entity. They protested and were silenced. Laws began to pass to silence the people, arresting anyone who protests the massacres being committed. The world then noticed that the Western powers were complicit in helping the Jewish entity. Democracy's mask fell. People noticed that the quote-unquote freedom of speech they once boasted about was a facade. They found out that if the superpowers of the world decided to eliminate a whole population, they would do so and no quote-unquote international law would stop them. From institutions to the scholars within the governments, no one stopped the genocide. It only stopped when the Jewish entity and its master, the US, declared it was over. No one was held to account for all the damage done. No one is faced with justice. Instead, now that the war is over, they plan to occupy it by placing someone else in power of the strip, someone of the liking of the US and the Jewish entity, one they approve of. They plan on still controlling the borders and what goes in and goes out. The Jewish entity has even found weak individuals, supplied them with weapons within the strip, and are still carrying out orders the Jewish entity wants within Gaza. They assassinate, threaten, and kill thugs of the Jewish entity. The war may seem to have ended, but the occupation still is ongoing under the disguise of quote-unquote peace. The fact of the matter is that the people of Gaza are abandoned by two billion Muslims and their armies. The people of Gaza needed the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to move and fight back. The Muslim armies had the weapons and the means to fight back. The army of the Jewish entity needed to be met with an army to put an end to their annihilation of our brothers and sisters. Instead, nothing happened, and the rulers didn't send their armies, and their armies remained in their barracks. This is a wound on the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a wound that is still bleeding. The only way this wound will heal is when the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes back to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is through implementing Islam in every part of our lives. This can only be done when we establish the second Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood. Only then will the world think twice before attempting to lay a finger on our brothers and sisters, because they know that the armies of the Khilafah will move immediately. For the Khilafah is the God-given system that is meant to protect the world from the greed of the whims and desires of man, to give power to not one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the way, the only way, justice will be enforced on the earth. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.